Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
This podcast is brought to you by Homewood Casino Resort, the player's place.
You know, sports fans, sometimes we're trained to think that anything less than a championship is failure. So in that instance, Jesse Agler and Tony Gwynn Jr. have failed.
Oh, my God.
Because they're the number two.
Jesus.
They're the number two radio broadcast team in the country, according to Awful Announcing. When in reality, of course, given the level of competition, the Hall of Famers that they finished ahead, like Tom Hamilton.
Crazy.
It's an unbelievable, unbelievable compliment and accomplishment, and it's well-deserved, and congratulations to both of you, Jesse, on quite the ranking there.
Yeah, that was something to wake up to. Was not expecting that. I'm going to be serious for a couple minutes here on this. First, with the caveat that it's like, you know, it's a very unscientific online poll.
Right.
So, you know, I do want to throw that out there. But, like, if you're going to finish second to somebody in life, finish second to John Miller in announcing baseball.
Every day.
Let's start there because, you know, John I have is like 1A and 1B with Vin Scully,
yep.
Truly. And someone I've been privileged to get to know, and what a cool thing that is. Beyond that, to be like in the company of some of the people that we are in is like kind of like I got a little emotional reading it this morning because like I grew up idolizing these people. Idolizing them. Like, you remember, you guys know this about me. Like, this is all I've wanted to do since I was 7 years old. And, like, to be, like, in the conversation with people like that is, like, holy crap. You know, kind of a little bit out there. And so thank you to everybody who voted in the thing, like, everybody who listens and enjoys what Tony, Dave, and I do and scans and everybody else who's a part of it. And the only other thing I want to say about that is that you guys, Ben, Steve, Paul, and all your listeners, you're a big part of this. You guys shine more light on our broadcast than anybody else. You play the highlights every single morning. You talk about us. We do the Incorporator. We goof around every Tuesday morning. So you guys are a huge part of why we're having the success that we're having. And I sincerely thank all of you.
No, thank you, man. The fact that you've come on this program almost since its inception, every Tuesday. I mean, like, maybe missed three times in like 7 years. It is something that everybody looks forward to the most. Who is Steve, by the way? You mentioned a guy named Steve. I'm not unfamiliar with this person. I've never.
Did I say Steve?
You did.
Dave, I guess Dave. Steve Marcus, you know, the producer.
Steve Marcus, Dave
Ben,
Woods.
Ben, Steve, and Paul.
Ben, yeah, Steve, and Paul, which is so good.
Oh, you.
Oh,
no,
me.
No,
yeah,
no
yeah.
One ever calls him Steve.
He's talking about himself.
I was talking about myself, yeah. Jesse. Steve. Man, it was awesome to see. And yeah, John Miller. I mean, who's better than that guy, dude? I miss
not
him.
Me.
I miss him. As Ben pointed out. Well, congrats on the pennant, I guess. You know, you want a pennant. That's pretty good.
You get to the finals.
I don't know, man. They're in the division.
That's true. You're never going to meet them for the World Series title. But
it's
number two.
I know how you feel, Jesse. Like, is Tom Hamilton going to call you up for a little advice on how to move up from his number five slot?
Not.
I mean, you know, Hall of Famer. He's unbelievable. But you're right. It's such an honor to be up there. And it shows you. Because the TV crew, which you're part of as well, was ranked number one earlier this year. Padres fans love their broadcast teams like no other teams. Really, Padres and Giants probably love their broadcast teams the most. Mets are really popular.
And you know what? Benny, that's the perfect way to put it, because you didn't say they have the best broadcast teams. You said the fans love them the most. And that is like the key thing to the whole thing. It's not that anybody is technically the best or the worst or whatever. It's the way we try and connect with the fans. And I think every single one of us, TV and radio, we understand, and I know we do because we talk about it. We understand the importance of that piece of it. And like that's the game, is feeling as connected to the fans as possible. And, you know, that means everything from like shaking hands and kissing babies at spring training or at the ballpark, but like also broadcasting in a way that works for this fan base and kind of understanding the zeitgeist almost here in San Diego. And like, we really do put a lot of thought into making sure that we feel like we're doing the best job for this fan base. And to see the fan base respond like that is very gratifying. Yep. And the love that we feel is really incredible.
Is someone giving you incorporator words to do on our show now, like zeitgeist?
Zeitgeist. Yes. It's a good one. I rarely, when I think about the rigors and grind of the 162, rarely do I get jealous. You know, I'm like, Jesse's on that plane and he's on those buses and it's those 4 a.m. checking into the hotel. I really don't get jealous, except when you guys go to New York City. And I saw Don posting yesterday from Central Park. It looked incredible. You and Tony went up to see our pal Ryan Cohen up at the John Boy compound. What is that place like?
Really cool. So, yeah, I mean, busy day yesterday. It was about a 4 a.m. bedtime Sunday night / Monday morning. Got up early enough to go have a really nice lunch with some people. And then, yeah, after lunch, went to John Boy, and Ryan gave us the VIP tour. I'm a huge fan of their operation, as I know you guys are. Yep. Going way back, you know, really to when they kind of burst onto the scene. I thought they were filling a void in sort of like the baseball media landscape that needed to be filled. And, you know, they're in, it's like a nonchalant office building in Midtown. They've got a whole floor and they got like 50 people crammed in there now, 50 people working there. And we're talking to Jimmy, John Boy himself, Jimmy O'Brien. And he's like, yeah, we're already looking for like a bigger space. And just so cool to see the way that thing has taken off and the way they've really sort of professionalized it and turned it into a legitimate like media operation.
Yeah.
Like it's a real deal thing. And yeah, Ryan, who's as wonderful a human being as exists in the world, gave us the full VIP tour. We hung out, talked, nerded out about all things baseball, argued about some stuff. I took some digs at the Yankees, and it was really fun. And then, yeah, dinner last night with one of my best friends from college and his two little kids, who are like the same age as my kids. And that was kind of wholesome and wonderful, and, you know, spilling pasta all over my lap, that kind of thing. And it was a nice day, beautiful summer evening too, which always helps. So yeah, New York is special.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
For sure.
Jesse, let's talk a little baseball. Such an interesting time of year now. Such an interesting series. Padres are in, you know, pretty good shape when it comes to the postseason. Magic numbers down to 6, but now just 2 games behind the Dodgers. Just kind of give me your sense of where things stand right now as they head into this series against the Mets, a desperate team trying to hold on to their playoff position.
Yeah, I mean, the Mets are obviously reeling a little bit. They had to walk off on Sunday, but my friend who I had dinner with last night is a hardcore Met fan, and his son is now 8 and also super into it, and all he kept saying was, can you please take it easy on us? Can you please take it easy on us? If you would like some kind of, you know, look into the psyche of the Met fan right now. It's been an ugly couple weeks for them. We said this, I think, on Sunday. I might get it off by, like, one number, but it was, like, on Monday last week, I think the Phillies' magic number in the East was 12 or 13. And then going into Sunday, like not even a week later, it was 1.
Yeah.
And obviously the Phillies clinched last night. I've never seen a magic number dive like that over the course of a week, basically. And that's how good the Phillies have been. And I know there was a 4-game series between them in there. But, I mean, still just kind of an unbelievably bad week for the Mets. And, yeah, they're hanging on for dear life. You got the Giants and the Reds and the Diamondbacks all kind of breathing down their necks at the bottom of the wild card standing. So they are a desperate team. You know, does that mean a good thing for them or a bad thing from them? Obviously, we'll see in the next 3 days. But, you know, the Padres are going to roll King Pavetta Vasquez out there in these 3 games, and that, you know, feels like a pretty good thing. Sounds like the Mets are going to do kind of a piggyback deal tonight with Holmes and Manaea. So, I mean, look, Padres are playing good baseball. The power is starting to tick up a little bit. I'm kind of curious if that's a real thing or if that was just sort of a playing the Rockies a bunch thing. Obviously, we'll see this week. But, yeah, this is a fun series. I mean, these are two teams playing for an awful lot. We'll see, obviously, how the rest of the week goes for the Dodgers as well. But, I mean, in a couple of days, the landscape of the playoff picture could certainly be different.
Well, you know what's funny? Talking to Jesse Agler here on Ben and Woods this morning, I made the point yesterday of, I understand it's the Rockies, and they're not a very good baseball team. They don't have a ton of talent up and down their lineup, but they still have guys that throw 95 and 95, 97, and Manny was punishing mistakes. Toddy was punishing mistakes. Yeah. Merrill was punishing mistakes. A 95-mile-an-hour mistake is a 95-mile-an-hour mistake, no matter who throws it, right? You still got to hit it, and you got to get good wood on it. They did that. You'd love to see that continue in New York, because I do think, you know, the path to success is the sluggers on this team slugging. And you're seeing it. You're seeing it. And it really doesn't matter who's throwing, Jesse. It's not, you know, they're not hitting them off Ephus pitches. And the Rockies don't come out and throw 67 miles an hour. You know what I mean? They're still like good arms out of the bullpen. Their mentality that they have had, at least the last couple games, of let's crush these mistakes, punish them, it's worked. And for us to win, I think that needs to continue to work.
I think it's interesting, too, because you kind of hit on something I know we've talked about a lot the last couple of years, which is, you know, the success or not that this team is going to have is really much, much more about the team in the mirror, not the team on the other side.
Right.
Because they have the talent to beat anybody. They do. Like, that's not overthinking it. Like, this is as talented a team as there is in all of Major League Baseball. And so when they're performing in a peak way, they can beat anybody.
Correct.
You know, it's just, it's hard to all be kind of peaking at once. And that's sort of the secret sauce of maybe winning a World Series, is that you get to October and your big dogs are big dogging, and then you're also getting some, you know, higher than anticipated production from another guy or two, right? You know, your random Eddie Rosario or whoever it might be. And that's, you know, that's kind of like the magic formula that you need, and there's no way to create it. It doesn't seem, it's just kind of a matter of hope and luck a little bit, but you're right. I mean, like, step one is getting your big dogs to be big dogs. And it looks like maybe, you know, that's kind of where we're at right now.
I know weather can be iffy on the East Coast this time of year,
sure.
But so far so good. What's the forecast like?
Today going to be beautiful. There's a front blowing in tomorrow. It's going to cool off a touch with some rain. What that means for baseball, we'll wait and see. You know how it is here, too. I mean, you could have, like, you could have thunderstorms at Yankee Stadium and clear skies at Citi Field. So it's, you know, I mean, we'll see. I think it's going to be tomorrow very much. Take it as it comes. You know, there's definitely rain in the area in the forecast as that cold front blows through. But, you know, I mean, 7:10 game, I think, tomorrow, local time. You know, maybe we get lucky, maybe we don't. We'll see. And then the day game on Wednesday should be fine. But, yeah, tomorrow it sounds like, you know, just kind of look around, see how it goes, and try and get it in.
Now, New York-Chicago is an elite week. Ooh, especially
The food.
Especially one that could end with some champagne maybe by the end of the week, too, if everything goes well for your Padres. Before we let you go, Jesse, as you said, the incorporator, part of what you do with us each and every Tuesday, give you the word that you've got to work into tonight's Padres-Mets broadcast. And tonight's word is?
Synecdoche.
Oh,
Not the city in New York.
That's Schenectady.
Schenectady.
No,
yes.
This
Triple
is
A Schenectady.
Schenectady.
This is a literary device slash figure of speech, synecdoche, in which a part represents the whole.
Like, I got to go up. I don't, but I might. Like, I got to go talk to the suits today.
Or all hands on deck, referring to the actual people who work on the ship,
she's
not just
showing,
the hands.
She's showing us her new wheels, right? Does that make sense?
It's really a car, right. Not just wheels.
Right.
But you're not.
I think you guys stumped
Jesse Adler. We don't need you to do synecdoche.
We actually have to say
the words synecdoche.
Synecdoche. It's so hard.
Okay. All right. We might get creative with that.
All right. Good. Do it.
Yeah.
Can't wait, man. Cannot wait. Congratulations again. Well-deserved honor for you guys. And tell Tony we said the same. And, you know, just proud to know you guys. And it was awesome, man. Awesome to wake up to that news, I'm sure.
Same again. Back to you guys. I know you're having great success also. And again, I think, you know, you guys are a huge, huge part of why we feel as connected to our fans and vice versa as anything. And so much love to you guys and all the tier ones.
Oh, and before you go, because a lot of people in the chat have asked, and I don't know the answer. The fourth person in the picture with Ryan Cohen, you, Tony Gwynn Jr., it's not Dave Marcus. I know that.
They want to know who the fourth
shooter
is. They
want to know who that is.
So he's his name is Jim McHugh. And Jim is, he's kind of like a video scout type, you know, thing. He does a bunch of jobs, you know, on the coaching staff, but he's not a coach. Technically, he's more like, you know, video and stuff like that. Jim is, he's been, you would love him. He's very much kind of like us. He was on Jeopardy when he was like 12 years old.
Wow.
On Kid Jeopardy, not adult Jeopardy, to be clear. And so Jim is one of, you know, kind of the 1,000 unsung heroes that most people don't know about. Who make, you know, this team do everything that it does, you know, just kind of grinds it out in the back, video scouting, all that kind of thing. But he is hilarious and brilliant and, you know, somebody I hang out with.
I want to meet Jim.
Yeah, I would like to meet Jim,
thank
too.
Thank you for answering that question.
Next time you're down, come on by and I'll make sure you get introduced to Jim. He's from Portland, Maine. He's like, I don't know, 28 years old, 29 years old, but he acts like he's 50.
Jesse, we got to go.
We're out of time, Jesse.
Love you.
Yep.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.